It's Friday, the 19th of September, and I am Leonard Vitbien with your news at 8 a.m. A European Union delegation is in our country to reinforce bilateral relations and monitor progress under the Global Gateway Initiative. The mission is focused on assessing how EU-backed green industrialization projects are fostering job creation and driving economic growth. Angie Scholtz has the details.
They also attended the inauguration of the Clinergy Solutions hydrogen and ammonia plant in Walvis Bay and reviewed Namport's expansion plans for Walvis Bay and Lüderitz as regional energy hubs. The visit also included renewable energy projects in Swakopmund. Today, the launch of a new EU-funded vocational skills program at NIMT will take place, followed by a tour of High Iron Oshivela.
From tomorrow, all 42 Blockhaus steak restaurants in Germany will serve Namibian rump steak as a monthly special. The Namibia Investment Promotion and Development Board, ESPA spokesperson Catherine Shipushu, played a key role in securing the agreement with partners.
And securing this agreement, of course, is part of the NIPDB's mission to promote Namibian products globally and to highlight the country's value proposition as a producer of trusted, safe, and premium quality food products. And finally, by securing these type of agreements, we continue to increase the visibility and global awareness of Namibia's export offering while creating sustainable economic opportunities for Namibian farmers and exporters with the ultimate goal of creating employment for our people.
PDM Secretary General Maniel Karingombe has rejected suggestions that the party's 2019 results were boosted by support meant for IPC. News on One's Josia Shueda reports that this follows remarks by PDM parliamentarian Maximilian Tkashimune, who argued online that Dr. Panduleni Itula's popularity drove the outcome.
Karingombe said the party is concerned about recent resignations. However, the electorate made their own choice in 2019, with undecided voters lagging behind PDM as the strongest alternative. Karingombe said many of the departing members had held leadership roles, and though some gaps exist, the party is taking steps to strengthen its structures. When approached for a comment on the matter, IPC spokesperson Ibs Nashinge said the party is prioritizing bread and butter issues and introducing motions aimed at delivering practical solutions for Namibians.
To South Africa, KwaZulu-Natal Police Commissioner Nhlanhla Konazi underscored the importance of maintaining cooperation between the police, National Prosecuting Authority, courts and correctional services. He warned that outside interference on internal disruption could undermine justice delivery to communities. Konazi also highlighted at the Madlanga Commission in Pretoria the critical role of the Political Killings Task Team in combating criminal syndicates. More than a million people have joined protests in France against the government's budget cuts and ongoing political instability. There were hundreds of arrests as some protesters clashed with police who used tear gas and water cannon to maintain public order. Ross Cullen has the details from Paris.
The demonstrators calling for an end to austerity. They wanted the president, Emmanuel Macron, to resign, and they wanted more taxes imposed on the richest in society. There were clashes. We saw demonstrators clashing with police. Tear gas was used by law enforcement, water cannon, and they also had 24 special armoured vehicles that they haven't used since the Yellow Vests protests in 2019. Major and coordinated industrial action also on Thursday, with the health, education, transport sectors walking out, as well as firefighters and pharmacists. Ross Cullen, Paris.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.